Russia kills 16 plus in Kyiv with ballistic missile barrage. By Breitbart London on August 20, 2026. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, Russia pounded the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv and the surrounding region with scores of missiles and drones in a nighttime aerial attack that lasted for hours and killed at least 16 people, officials said Thursday. Moscow's forces have in recent months intensified their ballistic missile attacks on Kyiv, exploiting Ukraine's chronic shortage of U.S.-made Patriot air defense interceptors, the sole weapon in its arsenal able to shoot down the missiles. Large-scale Russian missile strikes have become a regular occurrence this summer. Just over 2 weeks ago, a Russian attack on Kyiv and its surrounding region killed 17 people, and 9 were killed in the city 2 days before that. The United Nations said last week that Kyiv was one of the hardest-hit cities in July, with at least 54 civilians killed and 202 injured. At the same time, Ukraine has shifted the war onto Russian soil through long-range drone strikes on oil facilities that have caused fuel shortages across the country. It has also unsettled the Russian public by striking warehouses of Wildberries, the country's biggest online retailer. President Volodymyr Zelensky has pleaded for countries to send more Patriot interceptors for defense. But international stockpiles are low amid the Iran war and Kyiv's more than 4-year fight against Russia's all-out invasion. Russia's overnight barrage also included cruise missiles and jet-powered drones that further strain air defenses, Ukraine's Air Force said. Explosions boomed across Kyiv in the dark, but the Air Force said hits were recorded at 28 locations across the country. Emergency services said 15 people were killed in the capital, with another death in the wider Kyiv region. About 40 people were wounded, Zelensky said, as air raid warnings lasted until after dawn. More than 38,000 people, including over 2,000 children, sheltered in Kyiv's subway stations overnight, the system's operator said. It was a massive attack, Zelensky said on social media, adding that Russia had been preparing it for a long time, combining different types of ballistic missiles, cruise missiles and drones, aiming to cause as much damage as possible to civilian infrastructure. The Russian Defense Ministry said it struck a Kyiv industrial site manufacturing components for Flamingo cruise missiles. Sites involved in the production and storage of drones, an ammunition depot and a logistics center were also hit, it said. Russia is able to produce more than 200 cruise and ballistic missiles per month, Ukraine's intelligence agency told news outlet Ukrainska Pravda in comments published Thursday. It has stockpiled more than 1,100 cruise missiles and about 130 Iskander-M ballistic missiles, as well as hundreds of missiles of other types, the agency was quoted as saying. It was not possible to independently verify the report, and Russian officials do not routinely answer questions about the country's arsenal. Russia and Ukraine have battered each other with drones and missiles as their armies struggle to gain the upper hand on the 1,250-kilometer, 780-mile, front line. Ukraine's general staff said its forces struck an oil refinery in Nizhnykamsk, in Russia's Tatarstan region, starting a fire, and the Taman-Neftegaz oil terminal in Volna, in Russia's Krasnodar region, where there was also a blaze. Ukraine has hit both facilities in recent months as part of its campaign to disrupt Russia's vital oil industry. Tatarstan leader Rustam Minnikhanov confirmed there had been a massive attack in the region, state news agency TASS reported, citing his press service. Many of the drones targeted Nizhnykamsk's Zakumsk economic area, disrupting production at industrial sites and damaging residential buildings, TASS quoted him as saying. The Russian Defense Ministry said air defenses shot down 726 drones overnight over a number of Russian regions, annexed Crimea and the Black and Azov Seas, in one of Ukraine's biggest aerial attacks of the war. Russia's relentless onslaught has spooked other European countries, especially those bordering Ukraine, which fear spreading attacks from Moscow. Amid the attack on Kyiv, the Polish Armed Forces Operational Command activated its military aviation operations, ground-based air defense systems and radar reconnaissance. Polish and other NATO military aircraft were deployed to monitor its airspace, Polish news agency PAP reported. Romania's defense ministry said an unidentified drone crashed and burned in an uninhabited area near the Ukrainian border. Two Spanish F-18 jets, deployed on a policing mission in Romania, were scrambled overnight to monitor a group of air targets near the border, the ministry said. In addition, two Romanian F-16 fighter jets were deployed to destroy a naval drone seen near a major Black Sea gas project, Romania's acting defense minister Radu Mirita said. Moldova's defense ministry also said its airspace was breached by at least one drone. Russia is increasingly testing the resolve of NATO and its partners, violating the sovereignty of neighboring states and deliberately expanding the risks posed by its war far beyond Ukraine. Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha said on social media, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen saw a broad threat to the European Union. An escalating campaign of threats is underway, unsettling our citizens and seeking to divide our union, she said on X. Russia's overnight strikes hit 12 locations across Kyiv's Darnitsky, Sviatoshinsky and Solomianskai districts, damaging 30 apartment blocks, a school, a children's hospital and a kindergarten, Zelensky said. Larissa Bondaruk, 60, sat on the ground, holding her cat, Chanel, which had been rescued by firefighters. With tears in her eyes, she said her neighbor's grandson had been trapped by the rubble and died. Her apartment was badly damaged. A rocket hit the roof. It was incredibly loud. Immediately, debris and doors were blown out. There were columns of smoke, columns of fire, screams, crying and despair, she said. Two people were killed in our building, but the rescuers responded quickly and professionally. I am grateful to them for that. In Solomianskai district, the top two floors of a nine-story residential building were destroyed and fires broke out on other floors. People were also trapped in two residential buildings and a school shelter.